we have learned that wisdom, chapter 11, verse 15 and 16, it says, in return for their foolish and wicked thoughts, which led them astray to worship irrational serpents and worthless animals, you sent upon them a multitude of irrational creatures to punish them so that they might learn that one is punished by the very thing by which one sins. That's just about as clear as you can get, isn't it? If you go out and sin with your eyes, where are you going to be attacked? With your eyes. If you sin with your ears and your hearing can be God's talking to you and you ain't listening. So he'll start causing your ears to stop hearing. You know, it's amazing the different things that God will work on, how he causes your eyes to go bad because you're looking at the right wrong things, how your body, you'll have problem with your hands or arthritis, we get into unforgiveness, he'll cause the, it's amazing. It's amazing how God's Word works. And most of us don't know it. That's why God sent a guy like me that he's trained over all these years to teach you what causes it. Because sin, when I read that scripture in Romans so many times, sin brings forth what? Yeah, we've all read that, haven't we? We've all heard sin brings forth death. But we never understood what that meant. We thought maybe it just meant that if I sin, one day I'll die, and when I die, I'll lose my spiritual, I'll go to hell or whatever. Sin brings forth death. In other words, every time you sin, with whatever sin you sin, it opens the door to a demon to come in and start whittling on your body. That demon will whittle on your body. And the more you sin, the more demons you get, and the more demons you get, you'll finally get enough of them until they'll kill you. That's what it means. Sin brings forth death. So people think, well, I can go out and sin. That's just like this little girl over here in Justin. Just a few years ago, this little girl was 16 years old, and barely 16 years old, and she moved in with a boy. And her daddy wanted me to go talk to her. He wouldn't talk to her, but she wouldn't listen to him. So I went and talked to her. I told her, honey, you can't. I said, you tell me you're a Christian. Yes, sir, I'm a Christian. The young boy, he was not a Christian. He didn't want nothing to do with Christianity. And how many of you know that God says in His Word that if you're a believer, you're not to be unequally yoked with an unbeliever? But see, the Word of God says that. We are not to be connected to an unbeliever in marriage, or especially not move in. That's an absolute no-no, never, or you'd have sex before you're married. But this couple moved in together, and so anyway, I went and talked to her, and she wouldn't repent, she wouldn't change. I told her, I said, honey, if you are a daughter of the King, then your body is a dwelling temple of the Holy Spirit. And I said in 1 Corinthians 3, 16 and 17, in fact, let's look at 1 Corinthians 3, 16 and 17, and let's see what God says He will do to you if you defile your temple with sexual immorality. Look what He says here. 1 Corinthians 3, 16. Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Now then, if people realize that means what it says, if you defile your temple, what does God say He's going to do to you? What did He say? Destroy you. What does that mean? It means He's going to kill you. That's just a nice way of saying, I'm going to kill you. You know, the average Christian don't believe that. I tried to tell this little girl that. She wouldn't believe it either. Oh, Mr. Scrivener, God's a loving God. He'll forgive me. I said, yes, honey, He'll forgive you if you'll stop and turn from your wicked ways and move out. But He's not going to forgive you if you continue to live with this boy. Well, I'm not going to move out. I said, God said He'll destroy your body, honey. He said it right there in the Word. I don't believe that. Well, I mean, I don't make it if you believe it or not. If it's written in the Word, is it forever settled in heaven? It's settled. If it's written in this book, you can't change it. If God said it, it's got to happen. So, over the next few years, I went to see him three times, and she had three babies, and time she was 21, nearly 22 years old. I'd been over there three times to see her and that boy, and she would never make a change. And I told her, I said, honey, I don't know how much more time God's going to give you. But he sent me over here to tell you that you're going to have to stop doing what you're doing or he's going to destroy your temple. Oh, Mr. Scrivener, I don't believe that. God's a loving God. He would never hurt me. I said, okay. And I left. Well, wasn't but about a month later after she had that third child, her and that baby and that boy went to bed together one night. And the next morning, the boy woke up and the baby woke up, but the mother, during the middle of the night, had a massive heart attack at 21 years of age and was stone dead. What'd God say he'd do to her? He said he'd kill her. You don't think he meant that? Oh, yeah. He said, the average church member today does not believe God will judge you like that. What do you think happened? Oh, it was just a coincidence that she died at 21. I'm not believing that under no condition, since it's written in God's Word. He tells you what he'll do. Now then, should that put the fear of God in anybody that's having sex outside of wedlock? Well, you say, well, I'm enjoying this. Well, I hope you are, because if you die in it, you're going to hell. God says, fornicators. In fact, let's go to Galatians 5, 19 through 22. And I want to show you what he says about people that live like this. This is really scary. Although you say you've made him your Savior, you've not made him your Lord. And there's a big difference. Big difference. Because Galatians 5, 19 says, now the works of the flesh are these. Adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, and lasciviousness. Now, every one of those are sexual sins. The adultery is if somebody's married, they weren't. But fornication is where they fall in under it. They were having sex out of wedlock, not married. And the uncleanness and lasciviousness is oral sex. He's talking about oral sex there. That's what those mean. That's an unclean way to have sex. That's not the way God designed it. Then he says idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, and heresies. Next couple of verses. Envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I've also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So what if you're living in that kind of sin and you die? Where are you going? He said you ain't going to inherit the kingdom of God, so where else is there to go? I don't even want to think about it, do you? I hope she enjoyed those 5 years with that boy. It looks like she's going to pay for it for eternity in hell. That's awful, isn't it? I'm going to tell you what. There ain't no sex on this earth, I don't care how long it would be good enough for me to spend 1 minute in hell for. Are you in agreement with that? I don't care. I ain't none that good. I don't care what it is. I ain't going there. I mean, that's just awful. That's just awful to think of what this book says and what it says and how we will not obey or believe what this book says. But he says, if you live in those kind of sins, he says, you shall not go to heaven if you die. I don't know how you get that any clearer, do you? That's real clear. I tell you before, as I've also told you in time past, that they which do these things, he just listed, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Shall not. You ain't going there. That's scary. Wow. But the fruit of the Spirit, now here's the children of God, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness and faith, and then the next verse, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. There's no law against those things. You can do all of those things you want to, and you're in good shape. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the afflictions and lusts. So what have we got to do with this thing? Crucify it. We don't do a very good job of it. You've got to kill it. You've got to live in the Spirit and kill the flesh. Because if you don't, it's going to bring forth an early death. Anything we do that gets us out of contact with God is going to start bringing forth an early death. I remember a preacher that I knew personally a few years ago that the Lord spoke to this man and told him he wanted him to become a prophetic teacher. And he just told God, Lord, I can't do that. I just can't do that. And so the Lord continued to nudge on him for, I think it was about 3 years later, he finally said, okay, Lord, if you want me to be a prophetic teacher, I will be a prophetic teacher. I know you never call a man to do something that he's not, yet you don't empower me to do. So, okay, Lord, I will yield to your calling. And so the Lord says, good. He said, you only had 4 more years to live. I give you 7 years from the day I made that statement. If you hadn't done what I said in 7 years, he said, I was going to kill you. Isn't that something? But he did what he said, and the man lived to be about 88 or 90 years old. You know, if God calls us to do something, he plans for you to do what he calls you to do. You know that? If you disobey him, he will do everything he can to bring you where he wants you. And if you refuse, continues to refuse to do what he calls you to do, I guarantee instead of being blessed, you'll be cursed. You have to obey God. If you don't, you're going to have sickness and disease and all kinds of problems. It's awful. It's absolutely awful. Well, I'm not sure that I even come close to answering your question on how to fight, to resist the devil or whatever, but you're going to have to learn that everything is that's an attack of any kind, whether it's sickness, disease, or whatever. You may not know the difference, whether it's discipline from God or attack from the enemy, and it may be both. So the only way I can answer that question is anytime any kind of a discipline comes upon you, whatever, make sure the first thing you do is repent to God.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Live in the Word, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.